Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had a frosty Patriots Friday. We have a stormy Patriots Monday, but the weather did not derail their success down in New Orleans. It is 5 o'clock, and it is time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Drake May had a trio of touchdown passes in the 25-19 win over the Saints in New Orleans. He's now seen as an MVP candidate as he leads the Patriots towards not only a winning record, which they already have, but a potential spot in the postseason. So as he does each and every Monday, Drake May joined us here on WEEI Afternoons for a enjoyable chat. And stick around for the end because, much like in Step Brothers, I think we became best friends with the quarterback of the Patriots. So here's Drake May. Drake May, how we doing this week after another big road win?
What's going on? Doing pretty well. I'm Sean.
Is it safe to say this is getting kind of fun? That post-game locker room with Coach Vrabel turning it up in there and you guys flying home on a fun flight? Like, winning streak's got to be a lot of fun after all the work you guys put in.
Yeah, no doubt. I think winning in this league is always something you got to enjoy. You know, it's tough to do in this league, and especially stringing a couple of rows in a row together, so we got to try to keep it going and learn from the wins and move on for next week.
Drake, I'm not sure exactly what the game planning looked like last week coming off of Buffalo getting ready for New Orleans and the Brandon Staley defense, but I can't imagine that you gripping it and ripping it and throwing multiple 50-plus yard passes was in the game plan. Did you see something heading into yesterday, or was that just sort of how the game and the script presented themselves, and then you had the moxie to let him fly and hit him on the run?
Yeah, I think those are always in the game plan. I think sometimes you hit him, sometimes look's not there. So just kind of stay off the reads and know that when they are there, let it rip, and those guys made great plays and great catches.
Obviously, not all of them counted, and we'll get to some of that later, the officiating and things wiped out, but you dropped a number of those 50-yard type passes right in the hands of your receiver, and we, as viewers, kind of have to watch it play out on our screen, and then we see it hit the hands. When you release those balls, like, do you know it's a good ball the second that it leaves your hand?
Yeah, it gives you a pretty good idea on kind of where you want to throw it and where it ends up. Sometimes you get tackled and you get hit and you don't know exactly where it lands, so you got to watch the replay on the big screen. But those guys, the one that Stephen made a great play. I think it was a questionable call, and then Pop, that one was pretty simple. He was open deep, and then the one that Mac, I wish I would have back. I mean, to put it a little more inside, kind of in play, to give him a better chance. But those guys are fun to throw too deep, and I think it's one thing that I enjoy.
So Obviously, yesterday looked like it was going to be a two-touchdown day for Pop. Turns out to be a double-tutty day for Kayshon Boutte, who said after the game that he's done a lot of growing up over the last couple of years, got rid of some character concerns, and he's becoming more the man that he wants to be. Have you noticed a change and a maturation in him since you've been here?
Yeah, I think I appreciate, you know, self-awareness from him saying that. I think that goes a long way. Yeah, he seems to do the right stuff and take coaching and ask me questions, and he's one of the first guys that's going to be honest with me if what I'm saying doesn't make sense. So he's great at giving me feedback and asking him what he sees, and just keeps on going, making contested catches in big time.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I was listening to Coach Vrabel talk about your relationship with Josh McDaniels, something we've talked about. Seems like a very good and now very productive relationship. But he also brought up your quarterback coach, Ashton Grant. And I'm wondering, he mentioned that relationship is different than probably the one you have with Josh. What is that relationship like with Ashton Grant, and what does he do for you on a weekly basis?
Yeah, he's great. He's the one, he's the one on that is always kind of laughing and making jokes, that can make better throws. Or he's always, I think, the big thing then is during the week, he's the one that we try to, get a preview of his third down or red zone, and we try to, see at the same page. So it's cool, spending time with him in the quarterback room, separate from Coach McDaniels, and just seeing his thoughts on things. And I think we see football the same way, and I appreciate what he's done for me, and how he's still cracking jokes when I could have let go a couple more deep balls. But no, he's very positive, and I appreciate having him in the room. He's been great.
Drake, how flattering is it to hear people say that you are in the conversation for, if not emerging as potentially the best quarterback of the excellent 2024 draft class, or that now just, 18 starts into your career, a third of the way into your second season, that you belong in the NFL MVP conversation?
Oh, shoot. No, I got a lot of work to do. I think that's a long way away. I think, getting some more wins is what I'm focused on. And the big thing with that is starting next week in Tennessee. So that's what I'm focused on. And I think that stuff all comes, to life when you start winning games and keep making plays.
Coach Vrabel, in that post-game video on Patriots.com, brought up the idea that he senses that you guys aren't satisfied, that you're winning games, but you're all seeing, before you're even told by coaches, what needs to be better. I think you actually referenced that post-game on the field when you said, the defense picked you guys up. Are you seeing that in your teammates, your offense, the people around you, that, yeah, they'll celebrate the win, but everybody's aware of what needs to be better? And is that a maturing you're seeing around you in this football team?
Yeah, I think it's good to see. I think it's good, but also at the same time, it's good to enjoy the wins in this league. I think it's tough to come after a win and be disappointed, but I think it's good for the guys to see that we still have, more stuff to put on tape and better football to show. I think defensively, the way they made adjustments out of halftime was huge for us. And offensively, I thought we could have put the game away and had some chances to, the defense forced some punts. So that's what I kind of look at and feel like. And your coach was funny reminding us that that's what coaches are for, and we just enjoy wins and have fun playing out there.
Drake, when you hear guys like Milton Williams say that they were sick, he had a fever over 100 on Saturday reportedly, then had to get an IV just so he could find his way out into the field. He gets out there, grinds it out, has another great game, plays really tough. Does that inspire you guys to try to reach in and find another level yourselves?
I think that's always pretty cool when, guys are fighting through little injuries or a little sickness to be out there and be out there with the teammates. That goes a long way. And especially the way he's been playing this year, it's a good feeling having, 97 out there rushing the passer and out there with the defense. So it's pretty sweet that guys are starting to, buy into the identity and playing hard and finishing longer. So it's pretty cool.
If we were going to nitpick a little bit offensively and what you guys can do better, I think we could all agree running the ball would be something that would help balance out the offense. Do you feel like you guys are close there? Obviously, you get as good a vantage point on that as anybody. Is it coming? Is Josh McDaniels told us patience earlier in the week? So what do you see going on there?
I think we're close. I think just the guys and, just the one guy has beaten – beating the guy over the top on the outside zone stuff, or the one guy, sticking out his arm and making the tackle and tripping up the running back. We're close. I think those guys are doing a great job in the passing game. I think he's run, you know, started hitting big for us, and it's going to be refreshing, you know, seeing that, you know, some of the big runs and me just chasing the pile. It'd be pretty cool.
I imagine you guys had a pretty solid week of practice coming off the huge win with Buffalo, making sure that you guys didn't ride into a letdown game in New Orleans. And now you guys will be preparing for another emotionally charged game, returning to where Mike Vrabel used to coach in Tennessee. I'm not sure if you heard, but about 20 minutes ago, Drake, it was announced that the Tennessee Titans let their head coach Brian Callahan go. So it should be quite the environment for you guys. Are you expecting an emotional Mike Vrabel and a really goosed up week of practice?
I think you expect a goosed up week from coach every week. He's always goosed up. And I think that's the best thing about him. He's not going to change for the opponent or for the new week. He's going to stay, stay honest and wants us to practice hard. And I think the big thing is, that's the first time hearing the news, but you know, with a new head coach or interim, you know, the guys usually come together and play hard for whoever it is. So we're going to have a tough challenge and one that we need to, you know, get on early and start studying these guys up.
Speaking of Vrabel's juice, we've obviously heard the draft story about working out Will Campbell and he letting him hit him, putting him on his butt, and we've seen him playing safety in training camp and things of that nature. During these game weeks, does he ever rush the passer? Does he ever do drills with you, try to bat down balls? Does he ever do any of that?
Sometimes it's 7-on-7 down in the red zone. He'll come after me as a defensive end to try to work on scramble go down there. And then recently he's been playing a little bit in the pre-practice jog groups of nose guard on defense for offense. So it's been pretty fun seeing him in there.
I gotta follow that up with, has he ever put himself in at tight end the same way that he used to? I'm sure he hasn't reminded you a million times that he caught all 10 targets that were thrown to him in multiple touchdowns in the NFL.
Yeah, no, he hasn't lined up at tight end, but I heard him say the other day that, he took his ball security very intensely to us, that he never really had to focus on ball security because he was always in the end zone when he caught it.
Drake, I know you mentioned it post-game, praising the fans that traveled to New Orleans. The passion of Boston sports fans, were you aware of what you were coming to when you were drafted? Has it surprised you? Has it been a positive surprise to you? How have you come to know the Boston sports
fans? Obviously, growing up a sports fan, you're kind of aware of the big-time sports cities. And you can see the Red Sox, you know, playing for the World Series, and my dad talked about the Celtics and Larry Bird and, the great teams here in Boston and the Bruins, obviously. So I think you see all these great teams and that Boston has. They've had something to cheer for. And I think that's just carried on into the passion every year in, year out. And I think that's what's, you know, really cool about the city. And like I said, you know, in the post-game, getting something to cheer for, and we, you know, continue doing that.
I can give you something to cheer for tonight, Drake, maybe the Atlanta Falcons, because there's a double Monday Night Football header coming up tonight. And if the Falcons beat the Bills, you are going to wake up in first place in the AFC East. Did you ever think that could potentially happen 6 games into year 2?
You know, that's one of the things that coach, you know, was our goal at the beginning of the year was win a division. And I think it's a long season. So I think, you know, being tied in the division, you know, can mean something now, but you're not having any year. You start cracking like, hey, we got to where our goal was. So we got a long season ahead and we got a lot of work to do. But no, I think it would be cool to see that that's in sight and a real possibility.
You mentioned a number of times the end of last year, off season, wanting to win more, need to win more, got to win more. Well, you guys are winning more. Does that create more expectations and pressure, or does it make the work life easier?
I think taking pressure off. I think taking pressure off of kind of knowing what it takes to, you know, get in the wind column and kind of eases the guys, kind of, you know, builds confidence, it builds momentum. And I think it the biggest thing about it is you got to come back and do it, you know, the next week, because this is the NFL. It's any given week with these teams and the parity in this league. So you got to bring it every week. And I think that's one of the best things about, you know, winning is, you know, what it took last week and how much better we can play and what we left out there and we feel we can do better.
Drake, I think a lot of fans were excited yesterday because a fan favorite, Efton Chisholm, was active yesterday. He was on kickoff duty, didn't make his way into the rotation at wide receiver yet. What have you seen from him in practices, and do you think maybe he'll crack the rotation sooner than later?
Yeah, he just keeps showing up on scout teams. He's doing some great stuff on scout teams, making plays, making it tough on Marcus Jones and our defense, our defensive backs. So he was close on some of those kickoff returns. I told him just to hit it and accelerate once he kind of reaches the threshold of some of the defenders, and he's got a chance to take one back. So it was fun to see him in there and see him get his first real action.
All right, Drake, we're going to try something new here. We want to get to know you a little bit better, the personality, the off-field Drake May. So we thought, what better than questions under the umbrella of may or may not? So we're just going to throw something at you, and if you like it and it's part of your world, it's a may, and if you don't, it's a may not. And this may or may not go well, so we'll see what happens. In the spirit of Halloween, horror movies, may or may not?
Nope, not a fan of horror movies, so may not.
I agree. What's the point of being scared? Life is scary enough, right? Who wants to add the anxiety to your entertainment? All right. Was that okay? You like that? We're going to visit that moving forward, you think?
Is it one question at least?
Yeah. Well, we may grow. We wanted to dip our toe in the water, see how you handled it. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's pretty quick questions. One question seems a little light.
All right, so we'll grow it next week. We had one of your family friends in North Carolina actually called in last week after the interview and suggested sort of an idea of that nature. So we'll see where it goes. But now it's time for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. And the quarterback question of the week comes from Doug in Danvers, and Doug said, without getting into specifics from yesterday, what is your general mentality dealing with officiating and perceived bad calls that you have to overcome?
You know, I'm pretty calm with officiating. I think it's part of the game. I think I need to, give it to the refs a little more on some calls that I don't agree with, but I think that's kind of later in my career when you kind of build some notoriety. So early on in my career, I'm just kind of, be nice to the refs and hopefully get to know and get some calls at the end of the day. But I think those calls yesterday, I didn't really notice like what they were calling and when it happened. My eyes are downfield, so you see them back on the tape afterwards, and it's frustrating. But they have a tough job, and I think at some point it becomes a little frustrating. But try to hold the emotions in.
It's also hard to go after the referees when you're already in the bench area celebrating the touchdown you think they threw before the 5 minute later flag, right? When you're already in the bench area, that's a little tough.
Exactly. That was one of the latest flags I had ever seen. So we were like, I think I was literally walking off about to sit down.
Yeah, I'll say it for you. It's the worst call I've ever seen. Drake,
appreciate
you joining us, and we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Go Pats.
Go Pats from Drake May. That's how you know things are going well. When he's feeling good, when the team is winning, when he's enjoying may or may not questions here with us on WEEI Afternoons. So that was Drake May. Dan Ball, biggest takeaway from the Drake May interview was?
He is getting much more comfortable in his own skin.
Thank you!
He is...
When did I ask him that?
2-3 weeks ago, I would say. Right after you asked him if he wanted to win or not.
That is not true.
Right around that same time. That was six weeks ago. Okay, fair enough. But I think that it's pretty clear how much more comfortable he's getting on the field, and I think that's directly correlating to the answers that you hear through the media. So, I mean, you're seeing that kind of borderline cocky, confident play on the field where, like, he ran for a first down to make it first and goal, I think midway through the second half. And he was running back to the huddle and just had this little blank eating grin on his face because he knew how good he was playing at the time. So I think you're just seeing a huge, huge growth in how much he thinks of himself, and you're seeing it on the field.
And I know we overuse the comparison, but that's Josh Allen. Josh Allen has that blank-eating grin on his face when he does things on a football field that he literally knows are special. Like, not a lot of people can do. Like, when they're feeling it, when they're in that, not the zone, but the moment of their athleticism. Like, even in Miami, when he looked back at poor Matthew Judon, and then NFLfreaking.com went out and made it a T-shirt that they were selling on NFL Shop of Drake May looking back at poor Mr. Orange Sleeves himself. But he knows he's doing that. The flip to Travion Henderson, like some of these plays, and that's when he's at his best. He plays with swagger. He's a natural, modern athlete at the quarterback position, and those guys play with their bodies as much as as they play with their brains, right? Like, we lived through the era, Fitzy, of you played quarterback with your brain. It was Tom Brady. It was Peyton Manning. It was all these guys. We're now in the era where it's at least a split, where you play the position with your body, like every other position on the field. It's an athletic-based position, and Drake May is at his best when he's feeling that.
Yeah, and his, I will say the confidence does seem kind of quiet. Like it's not an overt swagger. Yeah, you'll catch glimpses and moments and flares like that, but he's not just, I don't know, like he's still maintaining the aw shucks. Yeah.
They all do.
Humble country, which is great. I love it. But I do love the occasional flourish on field like that as well. You know who he is right now? He is the definition of, I got to go earn it before I talk that ish. And I'm going to let my play do the talking for the time being.
And most of those guys are that. I think Patrick Mahomes is not overt. I don't think Josh Allen is overt in his confidence and his cockiness, right? Like those guys. Yeah. And I
saw
think,
Mahomes flexing on someone last night.
Okay. So, and you will, I saw Drake May, Superman. Like they all do it, but it's not Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's an outlier. The way he plays the position and the way his confidence.
And I love it.
I love it too. And I think part of why we love it is it is more of an outlier. And I do think the position, you know, doesn't lend itself to as much. Like Stephon Diggs had a great first down celebration. I don't even know what he did yesterday. He did something where he pointed up to the sky, pulled that hand down, and then put the left hand out for the first down. It was fun. You know why you can't do that as a quarterback? Tick, 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 tick. There's a 25-second clock. You got to get back to the huddle. There's going to be a guy telling you what the next play is, what the personnel package is, what the formation's going to be, right? Like, you don't have a lot of time to screw around and celebrate at the quarterback position. That's why they get it done quick, and then they get back to what they're doing. But Drake May, I do think, is more comfortable in his own skin. He can tell me he's not, and he's always been comfortable. It's only natural. It's human. We're all human beings. And when you win three in a row and you win on the road and you win against the division leader, and when suddenly Fitzy's on the radio asking you, hey, you aware that you're an MVP candidate a month and a half into your second season? Like, it's easy to have a little more swagger. It's easy to be a little bit more light, right? He's not worried now. Are they losing games? Nope. Is he losing his job? Nope. Hell, you know what we're talking about on the Six Rings postgame show? $70 million a year. That's what we're talking about with Drake May. So I think that allows you to be a little more comfortable in your own skin and your role with the team and within the league. So that was a Patriots Monday interview with Drake May and the first edition of May or May Not, which definitely will expand next week at the request of the quarterback, Drake May. We'll have more questions. We're going to put together a bank of those questions, Fitzy, to find out a little bit more about the personal likes and dislikes of Drake May. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the dislikes. I dislikes losing bets, and I dislikes our pick six because it's a guaranteed loss every week. I set a new record this week. I made history, just not the kind I'd like to make in the pick six. We'll review that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons on a rainy, windy Patriots Monday. But you know what doesn't blow anymore? The Patriots. They're awesome, baby. They're going to the playoffs. Dan Ball, come on. That was good. That was good. You enjoyed that, Dan Ball. A little wind-blowing joke is always good late in a stormy nor'easter here in New England.
Which one are you again?
What do you mean, which one of me?
What's going on? Are we talking sports over here? What's going on
here? We're talking sports. The Patriots don't blow. They're going to the playoffs. Drake May is going to be an MVP candidate. I was actually thinking, and given my recent downward trend of gambling, I probably shouldn't. But I was actually thinking of sprinkling a little something-something on Drake May to win MVP. I think that'd be fun to monitor that the rest of the year on the apps.
The odds are now at least top 10 from what I've seen. Is it plus? What number have you seen recently?
I saw
plus 1,800-ish?
I saw a little bit plus 1,600.
Okay.
And I believe he was like 6th on the list, and there was a little drop-off. Like 4, 5, and 6 he wasn't that far from. I want to say like 1, 2, and 3 were more significantly
I like that
ahead.
Juice. I might do it, Andy.
You want to do it together?
That. Yeah, let's go.
Let's
like a 10 and 10. Put 20 on it.
Let's donate money together gambling app of choice. We'll do that because yes, I'm struggling because I'm the only one on the show with only confidence in our pick six, and well, there's really no reason for that confidence the way things have been trending. But let's do it. Roll the intro. Pick six review time.
A pick six.
He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Well, for this week on the pick six, I'll begin as any good therapist does with the good news. We were better than we were in week five, in week six, in the pick six.
Whew, so we were close to winning.
The problem is that our bar has been set so low.
How low is it?
The only way to be worse would have been winning none. We didn't do that, but we'll start with Andy Hart. Andy had the Broncos at -7.5 against the Jets in London. This was an assault on the eyes of any football fan. And here's a taste of that, Stiz.
Fields is sacked. Nick Benito leading the way.
13-11, the Broncos win? I say with a question at the end. They recorded 9 sacks on Sunday. They now have 30 this season, a 10-sack lead on the rest of the NFL right now, averaging 5 sacks per game, on pace for 85 this season, which would shatter the existing sack record of 72 set by the 1984 Bears. But a score that I didn't think was possible ends up with a loss for Andy Hart.
Is this the game we want to put on a national stage? Is this the game?
If we feel like the Brits somehow screwed us or somebody has a grudge against Tottenham, yes.
Like we're in
Otherwise,
trade wars.
Dear God.
This feels like a ploy of a trade war or something. We're going to send you Broncos Jets at 13-11. We lost the parlay before the 1 o'clock games. We were in the 12 o'clock hour. Actually, we all lost first around 9:30 when this game kicked off. And we saw how abysmal Justin Fields stinks. Great athlete, can't play quarterback. I don't know if he stinks more than Anthony Richardson, who was knocked out of his game when he was doing pregame warmups with bands and got hit in the eye when one of the bands snapped up and hit him in the face. But these guys that are athletes, these are legitimately coach killers, GM killers. I get why they're drafted. I see the athleticism and the ability. And I just said last segment, you play quarterback in the NFL as much with your body as you do your mind, but you have to have some mind, some ability to read defenses and know when the pocket is breaking down and knowing when the clock and the game play is over. Justin Fields does not have that, and that's why I took the Broncos, and I thought they'd cover, and they didn't. jackasses.
I always feel weird about those, the European, the games overseas. Just, I feel like the travel screws with things just a bit. But Justin Fields, 9 for 17, 45 passing yards. Jets as a whole.
Excuse me, 45 passing yards?
That's not the worst part. The Jets as a whole finished with negative 10 passing yards.
In which quarter?
The four that they played in the game.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, it is. And that led to an 0-1 record for us in the pick
six. So we were already cooked. But at the same time, it's not the worst idea to involve the early game in the parlay, because at that point, if you lose, you can just double down and then just do a five-legger to try to make up for the money you lost.
Absolutely.
Right. Then you can just fade the other five picks instead of fading the six if you actually want to make some money off of us, which I may recommend that we try next week, but we'll get there when we get there. Next one, Stiz.
Hollywood Brown in motion. He's got on the pop pass. Hollywood Brown to the end zone. Touchdown, KC.
You thought the refereeing was bad for Patriots Saints. The Chiefs are the first team since 1972 with no turnovers, no penalties, and no more than one punt in a game. 30-17, your final, Fitzy. We're not able to cover the Lions plus 2.5. I was not expecting that kind of effort from the Chiefs.
No, I was not expecting that kind of inability to convert from the Lions either. However, I'm still trying to figure out why there was a penalty called on Jared Goff for going in motion when he was the quarterback, but then he wasn't, which negated a touchdown on a really nifty trick play call early in the game. It was just sort of almost like if you purchase the Steph Diggs penalty from Amazon, they would have immediately recommended on screen, oh, then you'll also enjoy this garbage call against the Lions. It just set a bad precedent for a wonky night. And I'm sure the same officials that almost cooked the Pats were probably talking to each other and the league like, yeah, we can't afford to have the Chiefs go 2-4. So why don't we go ahead and help them win this one?
It was unfortunate because that ruined a fun trick play that also had a great catch by Jared Goff. He kind of caught it. The blocking wide receiver and the DB kind of hit him as he's catching it, and he's kind of harnessing it, and then he kind of breaks a tackle or a little contact to get in the end zone. It was fun. I think, I mean, at least based on the explanation of their rules expert on the broadcast, when you go under center, you have to reset in the backfield and declare as not being the quarterback for 1 second before you then go in motion and catch the trick play. And, yeah, they sucked the fun out of that. And talk about Drake May wants to yell at officials more. Jared Goff came on the field and was chewing that guy out for quite a bit of time. So, you know, you go to a Super Bowl, you do those types of things, I guess you earn that ability.
There you go. Yeah, you're a top pick. You go to a Super Bowl, get traded for all the draft picks in the world, or with all the draft picks in the world, and that's what you get. Okay, so we're 0-2 so far. Yep. Ted Johnson came in with a 4-1 record in our pick six.
This is stupid. He gets like the third team he picks every week because he always tries to pick the team that I pick, which always loses.
Are you out of your mind?
Then he ends up winning with his third choice.
Andy, I'm sorry. The rules of the pick six match the quiz with Stiz. No bitching.
I was just going to say no bitching. No
complaining. No self-victimization. Only this clip, Stiz.
Aye, aye, aye.
Line of scrimmage just shy of the 11. 10th play of the drive. Rodgers. Sprint out. On the move. Directing traffic. Throws. Touchdown. Connor Hayward.
Steelers 23, Browns 9. The Browns have lost 22 straight regular season games against the Steelers when playing in Pittsburgh. Their last win was in 2003, but Ted Johnson's last win was this weekend because he covers Steelers minus 5.5.
What is that from?
It's a home run.
It's a home run.
Didn't you hear?
Good Lord.
Kind of like that pick. Thoughts, Andy Hart, on the Dylan Gabriel experiment so far in Cleveland's?
Yeah, looks like they may not still have a quarterback. You know, we like to talk about it and special and things of that nature. He looked neither special nor having of it.
And they're still paying Fitzy 8 quarterbacks, and yet 8. It seems like they still don't have a quarterback.
I don't know what they may as well just go. But if I'm not sure when they're going to medically clear Deshaun Watson. I don't know exactly what they ever plan on doing with that again, since that was such a debacle from Jump Street. But why not just play Shadur at this point for, you know, S's and giggles, just to give us all something more interesting to look at?
I tell you, we're about a week or two away from Browns fans rooting for that at this point.
Oh, yeah. Which, they'll get Shadur at some point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And it'll be, well, how could it possibly be worse? That's all I would say on that. To the next one, we go back behind the glass. We go for this one.
Toss play. Taylor to the edge. To the end zone. The Colts take the lead in the fourth.
Jonathan Taylor, who I don't know who Andy would trade off the Patriots roster for. Maybe Ramondre as part of a Colts 31-27 win, but a loss for me covering the Colts minus 7. Only two quarterbacks have led the Colts to 5 wins through 6 weeks since 2000. That's Peyton Manning and Daniel Jones, Fitzy. You know, just two quarterbacks that are always mentioned in the same sentence.
Unbelievable. You got to start to wonder now when the Colts, because Steichen is calling Daniel Jones his guy now. Like, this is their guy. If they're gonna lock up Indiana Jones to a long term deal, and also Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. Colts best record in the AFC, unbelievable. Wasn't that a Jacoby Brissett game?
It was a Jacoby Brissett game.
Wow.
Yeah, Kyler Murray was out, and he kind of balled. I mean, he kept them in the game. They were leading 27-24 midway through the fourth quarter before I think the Colts had the last laugh. But he kept them competitive, as he is wont to do, I would say.
Before Shane Steichen marries Daniel Jones, he might want to call Brian Daboll and just get a little input on his experiences having success with Daniel Jones, marrying him, and then wanting to divorce from him.
No, you mean the first year where they went to the playoffs and won a game in Minnesota, and then everything was fine until it wasn't?
Yeah.
He was just being nice. That was dumb.
Yep, that certainly was. All right, next one, Stiz.
And here it goes. Down. They get the snap off. Smith throwing underneath. Touchdown, Michael Mayer.
In a battle of which team sucks more, the Raiders proved it was not them. 20-10 win for Las Vegas. In the game, Raiders Max Crosby joined Jared Allen and Aaron Donald as the only players since 2000 with 10 or more tackles for losses in each of their first 7 seasons. Stiz with the victory. He covers the minus 4.5.
Hey, you know, I'm early in my sports career, but the Titans suck. They suck.
They might want to fire their coach. Oh, they did fire their coach today. They do suck. The only reason they have a win is from a gift from an opposing team. So, yeah, they stink. Did you see Mike McCoy, the former Chargers head coach, is the new interim head coach of the Titans. He'll be facing your Patriots on Sunday in Nashville.
Do we believe Fitzy in the new coach bump, or are the Titans bad enough where it doesn't matter?
Not when you've got a roster that Timu. No way.
All right. Last one. So Stiz picked up our second win. Last one on the pick six.
Decision of his coaching career so far here in Carolina. Fitzgerald for the win. It is good. The Panthers upset the Cowboys for one of Dave Canales' biggest wins as the headband for the Panthers.
Sweet Caroline playing in the background. I did not realize they played that as the Panthers beat the Cowboys 30-27. Panthers running back Rico Dowdle is the first player since 2020 to have 200 or more scrimmage yards in consecutive weeks. You have to go back to Dalvin Cook with the Vikings to do that. Brian was unable to cover the Cowboys minus 3, but the Panthers might have a little bit of something, Andy Hart, with their backup running back that comes in as Bryce Young and company win another game. And they're back over either at or over 500 at this point.
Yeah, they signed Miles Sanders a couple years ago. They wanted him to kind of be Saquon Barkley. Now they have a guy who's playing like Saquon Barkley. He's putting up ridiculous numbers, and it's so hard for me to look at the Panthers and say, you benched Bryce Young against the Patriots. We had a battle of backups because the Patriots were smoking you, and now you're beating the Cowboys. You're 3-3. Am I supposed to take you serious as a football team? Also want to point out my damn son said, oh, that's a lock. Cowboys minus 3 against the Panthers? That's the lock of all locks. Narrator, it was not a lock.
Rico Dowdle is playing beyond and above out of his mind right now.
And
so much for the
S.
Patriots.
Have
so
you heard the S he's talking?
Oh, he's talking tons of S. There's zero chance the Patriots. Now the Panthers in the tire fire that is the NFC South. I mean, it's going to be Bucks and who knows who could be a wild card team. They might talk themselves into keeping him as opposed to trading him to a team that could use an S-talking backup running back like, I don't know, the Patriots?
Did I read that he said they weren't buckled up?
Last Wednesday, he asked what the Cowboys should do. He said they should buckle up.
Yeah.
After the game, he was asked again, and he said they weren't buckled up.
I love
like
that.
We talk about Baker Mayfield maybe being cocky, Dowdle being cocky, and I give it to him. You might be in the midst of the greatest two or three games of your NFL life, of your professional career. Enjoy it while you can.
Right. Absolutely the case. So that was a loss. We went 2-4 this week. Ted moves to 5-1. I dropped down to 3-3. Brian to 2-4. Andy Fitzy, or excuse me, Brian at 1-5. Stiz is now 2-4. Andy and Fitzy 1-5 as well. So better luck next week. But all six of us did have the Patriots winning in New Orleans.
Yeah, we end on a high note, baby. We all nailed the Patriots pick, and that's really all that matters. The pick six is for fun. It's for entertainment purposes only, as they used to say in the pre-gambling days when it wasn't legal. And it's for me to make a donation to my friends at FanDuel, which I do regularly thanks to all of us, including me, who lost the parlay in record time. It was lost before the 1 o'clock games even kicked off. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, my guy, Marco Sturm, and the previously undefeated Bruins lost today. Now I got to reevaluate whether he's still my guy. Bruins talk to finish things out here with odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up on Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So we thought this might be a segment about my guy, Marco Sturm, and the undefeated Boston Bruins. Unfortunately, they played at 1 o'clock. They played Tampa. They went down 1-0 about a minute into the game, and they lost 4-3. They went 0-5 on the power play. And now I am reading numbers like this, which make you, I guess, put things in perspective, good or bad, however you choose to read it. At 3-0 prior to today, Marco Sturm was the third straight Bruins coach to start his career at 3-0. 2022, Jim Montgomery was 3-0, and 2017, Bruce Cassidy was 3-0. So Dan Ball, Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Long term, it didn't play out with those guys. Short term, it played out with those guys.
It did, yeah. So the question becomes, does he get more leash than those two? Because they were certainly winning coaches. But, yeah, I think he's going to get a decent amount of time given where the roster is. But I wanted to put this on your radar for the Bruins as well. This from our own Scott McLaughlin. The Bruins are flying to Las Vegas today. They'll get a couple days of team bonding in Las Vegas before playing the Golden Knights on Thursday, Casey Mittelstadt said. Not a much better place to bond than Las Vegas. So take the Golden Knights puck line against the hungover Bruins when they play in a couple days.
What are you talking about? They're going to fly over the dam. They're going to go for a bike ride, go for a nice natural hike.
See the sphere, maybe.
Yeah, take in Celine Dion.
Cirque du Soleil.
There you go, and say their prayers and go to bed by 9.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice for Marco Sturm as he embarks on his career as the Bruins boss. I did enjoy the clip put out on socials today behind the Nesson behind the scenes with him describing, you know, the defensive structure, but then we're going to F and go when we get the puck. We're going to F and go as soon as we touch the puck. I'm still a believer. I think this is a long-term solution to what ailed the Bruins. I like what I'm seeing. Don't shrug and sigh to me, Dan Ball.
Oh, then don't say it out loud.
Christian Arcand is here. What's
up,
Christian?
Not much. I know Fitzy was being sarcastic, but I bet you a lot of those guys probably will go see Celine Dion. They love Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
They're Canadian.
Canadian? Oh, yes, because
no,
they're
they
Canadian.
Do. They
yes.
love her.
She's a national treasure.
She's a high-quality Canadian.
Why not, like, go golf? Like, you can go.
She
like,
came in
more...
and read off the roster one time. Remember that? In the Bruins
yeah,
locker room.
She did. That's
came
right.
In
what team was that for,
They
Arcand?
Were all starstruck. They were like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, that is interesting. Imagine if that's what they do. Like, you're mocking it, and we're like, oh, I'm sure they'll... Maybe they just go to see a nice show with Celine Dion, and then, you know, go to bed early in a nice bed in a nice hotel, and...
Get a celebrity steak, you go see a show, you hit a world-class golf course. Like, it's not all chainsaws and hookers out there.
Those guys slapping those cards together, giving you the escort cards, like, if you want to take clicking it together and handing
it to... I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never been out there and gotten that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, you mean the one that starts with the 417 digits? That's the good one.
Yeah.
Still got that in your phone?
Been there a few times. It's not as much fun the third time you go. But yeah, that does sound like a fun time out in Vegas for the fellas to go out there and bond. I'd imagine they're probably going to get a pretty nice hotel room.
Yes, I think it'll be a nice trip. Right up until, as Fitzy said, you might see things go sideways on the ice. But whatever. You bond for the length of the season. What do you got tonight? You got a short one leading into Monday Night Football?
That's right. We got a power hour. We'll be going over the game. Some random observations that I had about various points in the game. Some things to look ahead to. And a preview, I guess, of Monday Night Football with kind of a recap of all the stuff we saw. It was a wild week. I mean, it was really a very interesting week in the NFL.
It was a wild week.
And you managed to miss every single pick again. How about that?
Yeah, not every single pick.
That's the afternoon's
difference.
You keep
missing every pick.
Oh, I keep missing every pick.
I'm
absolutely.
Jimmy the Greek compared to you, and I didn't have a great year either.
But Fitzy, should I let Christian in on the secret stat we unearthed, the Andy Hart Stats and Information Department came up with?
The person who Mego interviews on the Sunday show scores a touchdown in the game. That happens almost every single week.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. I was just going to tell you that if the Bills lose tonight, the Patriots are the first place team in the AFC East.
How do you like that?
Is that now?
Yeah.
Mr. That's that now.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Now, probably won't happen. I'm not sure I trust the Falcons to win the game. I actually think there's a better chance Fitzy is right and Josh Allen goes out looking to prove a point and put on a show in a national TV game.
I didn't think the Patriots would beat him either, so, you know.
You never know. So right? Stick around for a power hour. He's got plenty of energy because he went to a fair this weekend and ate everything that was fried and available to him.
Yes, I did.
Boy. Christian Arcand, the Christian Arcand Show, leading into Monday Night Football, Bills and Falcons. We'll be back tomorrow. Our buddy Mark Schlereth, who is becoming one of the better interviews I listen to anywhere at any time, breaking down the Patriots and Drake May. We will also talk to Brian Hoyer and see just how much happier he can be. Now maybe Drake May has aged 5 years in less than 6 games of his second NFL season. Thanks for the listening today. Fitzy, great job. Stiz, Dan Ball, everybody else, stick around for Arcand. Be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.